The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It never ends well when someone tries to take the law into their own hands, and that is allegedly what happened in Texas. A man is accused of luring out and murdering a child pornography convict in cold blood. Who better to break this story down with than renowned predator catcher Chris Hansen? Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law and Crime. I'm Jesse Weber. Vigilante justice? It's not something just from comic books. No, it seems maybe life, unfortunately, is imitating art. We go to Houston, Texas, where 37-year-old Sean Connery Showers, no relation to the James Bond actor, was found shot to death back on May 29th, 2023, found dead in a ditch. Police said that Showers was walking along the roadway when, quote, a vehicle of unknown make and model approached him. Someone inside the vehicle then shot him. Now, here's an important point, very important point. Showers had actually served time in federal prison for possession of child pornography. Yeah, reporting indicates he spent 30 months behind bars. Then he apparently also failed to register as a sex offender, which got him 2 years also in jail in 2019. And that is what leads me into the potential motive into his killing. You see, police have now just arrested 24-year-old James Lewis Spencer III and charged him with Showers' murder. According to court documents, a, quote, third party told authorities that Spencer, quote, believed the police were not doing enough to keep pedophiles incarcerated, and the defendant wanted to rob and harm those type of men. They would do bad things to little children and other people. These filings go on to say, quote, a month later, defendant made some comment that if the cops were not going to do anything, maybe he should kill them himself. And it seems that is what he may have done, because cell phone communications between Showers and Spencer, they were apparently communicating over an app, indicates that there was a discussion about Showers' history with minors and that the defendant allegedly lured Showers into a meetup with him by pretending to be a child, only to then shoot him to death. Now, the documents indicate that Spencer's cell phone tracked him to and from the murder location. So a case of someone literally taking the law into their own hands, crazy to think about. And Spencer now faces up to life in prison if convicted. Let me bring in somebody who, I will tell you, the first person that came to my mind when I heard this story, somebody who knows something about catching predators, not killing them, renowned journalist Chris Hansen, host of Takedown on True Blue and the podcast Predators I've Caught with Chris Hansen. Chris, good to see you. My gosh, what's your reaction to this?
Yeah, boy, this case, this is one of those, Jesse, where I'd like to see all the police files on it, because what we don't know here is whether or not there was some pre-existing relationship or knowledge between the defendant and the suspect in this case. Was there an incident? Did the shooter, the alleged shooter, know a victim? Or was this just straight up vigilanteism? And it appears right now that it was straight up vigilanteism, that this guy who's been charged with this crime became aware of this guy who apparently was active at one point with child pornography and maybe talking to children online, and in fact went undercover, so to speak, to set up a meeting, and then he killed this guy. Now, this is different, Jesse, than some of the other vigilante groups who exposed these guys, and while I question some of those vigilantes' tactics and have been critical of them because the cases are often not prosecuted, this is a whole different situation. This is a guy who, you know, is accused, at least, of setting a guy up to, by his own previous statements, rob or to kill them. And that takes this to a whole different level. And clearly, this is extreme, it's wrong, and that's why he's being prosecuted. No matter, you know, how unlikable the victim was or what the victim had done in his past, we are a society of laws, and we need to stick with those laws when we prosecute these predators. But this takes it to a whole other objectionable level. And when I saw this, you know, we immediately started talking about it here at True Blue and just kind of shook our heads like, what was this guy thinking? How in any way is this appropriate, no matter what this guy did for a living?
Yeah, and you've echoed exactly what the prosecutor in this case has said. Rahman Merchant, quote, regardless of the likability of the victim, we're a nation of laws, so no one gets to be judge, jury, and executioner depending on how they feel. Have you ever seen anything like this before? Have you ever seen anybody taking matters into their own hands regarding, you know, convicted child predators or people who are convicted of sex crimes like this? Anybody who's like, I'm gonna beat them up, I'm gonna kill them. Have you ever seen anything like this?
We've seen historically, Jesse, cases where children have been killed or assaulted, and parents may have tried to get a gun in the courtroom, and there have been cases historically where parents have you know, sought to kill or have killed in retribution. And I understand the emotion. I mean, I've covered these cases for 40-some years as a journalist and some horrific cases targeting children, and I understand that the emotion and the feeling to get retribution, to seek some sort of justice, even though it would be considered vengeance. But again, for somebody to act out like this, just to set them up to kill them, this is the first time I've seen something like exactly like this case.
Yeah, and it was so methodical, right? I mean, the prosecutor said that he was using a social media app, pretending to be a child. Seems like he was able to convince him to meet up, because I think the shooting happened at 3:50 in the morning, early hours of the morning. So that idea of using that.
I don't know how long he had been chatting, whether
right.
he was somebody who's a fast mover. And the problem with these cases, with all vigilante cases, even the ones who aren't this extreme, is that, you know, we don't know what methods were used to lure this guy, you know, and obviously here, you know, the real case is the alleged murder. But I've never seen anything quite like that.
Well, apparently these communications, according to the prosecutor, they were very sexual in nature. They were talking about the victim's past. The idea was that they were going to meet up at this park to engage in some sort of sexual activity. So whatever he was communicating or allegedly communicating to Showers, again, it seems
right. I mean, clearly, what the victim in this case was communicating is illegal and violates laws. Just to have that conversation with somebody who, you know, you think is underage. The question is, how were those statements obtained, and who made what representation first? And you know, you don't know those details. You know, and I'm just talking about for the prosecution of the
right.
Sexual exploitation of a child here, and not even considering the big case, what he's being charged with, which is the killing here.
All right, we're going to get back to this story, but I want to take a minute to really thank our sponsor of this episode of Sidebar, Apostrophe. Again, one of our great partners that helps make this show possible. I always enjoy talking about Apostrophe because one of the most important things you can do for yourself is to care about your skin. This is something that has been neglected for too long by so many people. You got to take care of your skin. For me, I'm on TV. Trust me, I get one blemish. Not only do I notice it, I get called out. So I get it. Okay, I get it. Well, that is why I'm excited to talk about Apostrophe. So whether you're dealing with hormonal acne or maybe breakouts or signs of aging, acne scarring, whatever it might be, Apostrophe's mission is to help you feel comfortable and confident in your own skin. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your own unique skin. All you have to do is fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and your medical history. You snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. By the way, the unboxing experience is a treat in and of itself. It includes these kind of like fun postcards, these personalized stickers on the prescription bottles. It's really nice. So we have a special deal for our audience right now. You can get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/sidebar when you use our code sidebar. That's a savings of $15. This code's only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/sidebar, click get started, then use our code sidebar at sign up, and you're going to get your first visit for only $5. Thank you again to Apostrophe for sponsoring this episode. By the way, just to go back to the alleged motive, which was documented through these kinds of communications that he had with a third party, the idea of having this frustration of the criminal justice system, how it treats people who are convicted of possession of child pornography or failing to register as a sex offender or any kind of sex related crimes. Is that something you've seen? Like, people are frustrated?
I understand the frustration. I understand the frustration, and it's shared by law enforcement. It's shared by me in some of these cases. I mean, we've seen some very serious cases within the last year in Ohio. As a matter of fact, we had a case where I showed up to have sex with a child. The DA's office took some time to consider prosecution. And while that guy was out, pending the investigation or the consideration by the prosecutor's office, he's caught 2 weeks after he's in our sting. He's caught in a hotel room with a 14-year-old girl and charged with sexual exploitation of that child. And the reason he was caught was because the mother noticed the girl was missing and pinged the phone, and it came up at a hotel. And police arrived and found him with this girl. And, you know, then you have to ask the question, well, if the case was handled quicker by the DA's office in the first place, could we have avoided the sexual assault of the child for which he was finally arrested and prosecuted and pleaded guilty and put in prison? So there's always frustration. And I think sometimes in these stings, if there isn't a previous criminal history, if you're in law enforcement or if you're an advocate in this field, you can be frustrated by the lack of severe punishment. And especially when you see somebody reoffend, it's very frustrating. But again, that doesn't mean you get to go lure somebody out at 3 o'clock morning in a back highway in Texas and kill them execution style.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And I actually wanted your opinion on this, because this is interesting. The evidence against him is really bad. I mentioned the cell phone evidence basically links him to the crime, puts him in the location.
Right.
There's surveillance video of the area. Right. They were able to see what car was being driven at 3:50 in the morning. They see it being stopped within 4 seconds. You see these shots going off, the car speeding off. This is all according to a search warrant. You have the communications. A part of me wonders whether the defendant, and at the time of this recording, we don't have more information, but a part of me wonders if he's actually just going to plead guilty. The reason I say that is obviously the case is really bad against him, and I don't think he wants to take it to trial. But more importantly, if he feels so justified, right, and he feels like I did the right thing, I wonder if he'll admit it and say, I have no remorse. I would do it again. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a possibility. I think maybe, you know, there's a chance that this guy's got some sort of martyr syndrome and is willing to go down in history and take it on the chin for doing what he thought was right. And taking out, you know, somebody who is potentially going to sexually assault a child again, somebody who had been in the system, somebody who had been convicted of child pornography, and somebody who he thought was not punished severely enough. Yeah. And that's quite possible here, given the evidence and given the lack of, you know, care or cover-up taken in the commission of this felony.
Horrible case. What a case.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's in some ways it seems so straightforward, Jesse, but in others, again, you know, I'd like to get the story behind the story.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll all come out, and I'll do some digging around and keep you posted on what I find out, too. And we're looking at it for True Blue as well. So
yeah,
there's more on this for sure. But I'll do some digging around, because there's more here to the story, I think.
Well, if you want to watch legitimate takedowns of predators and the way it's supposed to go, you can check out Chris Hansen on Takedown on True Blue. Also, the podcast, Predators I've Caught with Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen, so good seeing you. Thanks so much for taking
the time,
sir.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody, that is all we have for you right now here on Sidebar. Thank you so much for joining us. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. Speak to you next time.